From House to Home is a three-minute glimpse of housing trends, data points, and housing influences that impact us all.
And we are back in the studio today with Jason Dell, president of Bold Construction. Jason, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy.
It's great to have you. We were talking about sort of the state of the market, if you will, before, and what's happening both on the residential side and the commercial side, kind of in the Chatham corridor. Let's talk more specifically about single-family homes for just a moment, sort of your take in terms of where inventory numbers are across the board. But specifically, I want to get into looking at Governor's Club, which is an area that you guys have built in quite a bit over the past few years, and what you're seeing there now and the influences coming out of Governor's Club that are affecting individuals' decisions in terms of the types of homes that they build.
Right. Okay. Well, in preparation for our discussion today, I actually reached out to a couple of realtor friends of mine to just check the temperature for the entire area. And, you know, certainly in Orange Chatham, the number of sales we've had this year has been pretty impressive, and the amount of inventory on the market is not very much. So I think we're looking at, you know, we could clear that inventory in 4 or 5 months if the rate of sales go as they go. So that's great in general. The market is going pretty well right now. In Governor's Club in general, we have seen a very similar situation, even to the point where I think there are more sales this year than there were the entire year of 2017. Existing homes are selling, which is pushing people to buy lots and to build custom homes, which is exactly what we do. So I'm very happy with that situation in Governor's Club.
Absolutely. All right. So you typically, as a company, don't sort of move too often into the spec market. Specs being a home that is built without an actual buyer in hopes that you'll be selling it in the short term, or at least in the point before it's completely finished, so that somebody has the ability to finish their own home with different finishes and choices from a design and development standpoint. Talk to us about sort of the philosophy behind that, and then advice that you may have for someone coming to you for the first time, thinking about buying a home kind of within the framework of how Bold operates.
Great, Jeremy. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. We do not get into the spec market very often. Most of our homes are what we call pre-sales. So we are actually typically working with clients on the front end when they start looking at lots. We're oftentimes helping them choose between multiple lots that they're interested in and working with them to figure out, you know, what's going to be the most cost-effective plan to use on their lot. From that point, we'll take them and walk them through the entire design phase of the project, and then we're a turnkey builder, so we take the home from building permit all the way through the end landscaping, put your mailbox on, your 911 numbers on the house, and everything.
I'm Jeremy Salemson, and this has been From House to Home, the three-minute glimpse of housing trends, data points, and housing influences that impact us all.